From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Another Syrian drone shot down. The U.S. military said it shot down an Iranian-made armed drone in southern Syria on Tuesday, marking the third time this month that the U.S. has downed aircraft affiliated with Syrian President Bashar Assad's government. A defense official says a drone was approaching a military camp near the Syria-Jordan border. That is where U.S. forces have been training and advising local Syrian Arabs for the fight against Islamic militants. Moscow, a Syrian ally, said this week it would treat U.S.-led coalition aircraft flying west of the Euphrates River as potential targets and track them with planes and missiles. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said communications with Russian counterparts are being kept open.
I'm confident that we are still communicating between our operations center and the Russian Federation operations center, and I'm also confident that our forces have the capability to take care of themselves.
Various media reports also say an armed Russian fighter jet reportedly came within 5 feet of a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance aircraft in the Baltic Sea on Monday. A suicide car bombing in the Somali capital has killed at least 10 people and injured 18, according to witnesses and local officials. Militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack on a local administration building in the Wadajir district of Mogadishu. A minibus laden with explosives hit the building at about 12:40 p.m. local time as a group of youth and women activists were meeting inside. Rescuers are using bulldozers in an attempt to find survivors and bodies among the rubble. This is VOA News. U.S. student Otto Warmbier's tragic death Monday after being released from a North Korean prison in a coma has again put an international focus on the widespread human rights violations allegedly being committed by the Kim Jong-un government. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said Warmbier's death will be a lasting reminder of the barbaric nature of the North Korean leadership. President Donald Trump has since called Warmbier's death a total disgrace, addressing the situation on Tuesday.
That should never, ever be allowed to happen. And frankly, if he were brought home sooner, I think the result would have been a lot different. He should have been brought home that same day.
Other U.S. officials issued similar statements of sympathy for the family and outrage at what they described as Warmbier's brutal, inhumane treatment by the North Korean government. British and EU representatives met Monday in Brussels to begin the complicated process of negotiating Britain's exit from the EU. The talks come about 1 year after voters in Britain narrowly decided to make the move. Here's top British negotiator David Davis.
I've been encouraged by the constructive approach that both sides have taken. We've laid a solid foundation for future discussions with an ambitious but eminently achievable timetable.
Davis also said his side is starting the process with a positive and constructive tone and that there is more that unites us than divides us. The World Health Organization reports a cholera outbreak in Yemen has spread to practically every part of the war-torn country. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports cholera has spread to 20 of Yemen's 22 governorates in just 2 months. WHO spokesman Tariq Jazarevich says aid agencies are scaling up their operation and refining their response. He says it is not possible to cover the country at all times, so WHO and UN Children's Fund workers are going to so-called hotspots, the most affected areas to treat cholera victims who are most at risk. He calls this a very challenging situation.
If you look at the numbers, like we are talking close to 2,000 suspect cases per day. Cholera is endemic in Yemen. It is currently the largest cholera outbreak that we have in the world.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez has criticized President Donald Trump's Cuba policy announced before members of the Cuban exile community in Miami last week as a grotesque spectacle. There's more on this story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.